Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How you doing when it comes to keeping dry? Yes, sometimes it gets a little wet outside. We were out there doing our thing, running errands and all of that. And maybe we were expecting it, maybe we were not expecting it. The rain. Yes, the rain. When it's coming down only slightly, just a little bit of drizzle here and a little bit of drizzle there, it may not be that big a deal. But how about when it is pouring down? I mean, that rain is coming down, and there is no way that if you don't have a garage to park in, you're going to get from your automobile to your house or from your automobile to the grocery store. No garages at the grocery stores, right? No way you're going to get from your house to that building without getting wet if you got to go through the pouring down rain. How about when it's hard to stay dry inside? I'm thinking particularly inside your house. I don't mean when you've got to make it from your car to your house because of rain. Let's say rain was forecast to start falling sometime late afternoon. Early afternoon, let's say it was a Saturday, everybody's inside, and before you get back out there, start running again, the rain starts pouring down, and so you know pretty much you're going to stay right where you are. You're going to stay in the house. Not always, but sometimes. I'm really not talking about that either. I'm thinking more like at nighttime, when it's hard to stay dry, not because of the rain, but because of bedwetting. Yeah, I thought I'd let WebMD help us through this because I noticed sometimes some of our children might have a difficult time getting to the point where they're no longer wetting the bed. I mean, transitioning from diaper stage to no diaper stage. Sometimes it's just difficult for some children to make that transition. What about, though, when the child has made the transition, just stopped. They used their diapers at night because of how young they were. The next thing we knew, they no longer needed diapers because you notice the diapers were consistently dry when you checked in the morning to get your child up. And you praised your child for how well he or she was doing, staying dry all night. You get them to that bathroom so they could quickly use that toilet. Let it all out. And this is the way it went for a year, maybe 2 years. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, maybe 5 months after being dry, a year after being dry, and you putting your child in underwear, panties instead of diapers because they no longer need the diapers, all of a sudden, they need the diapers again because they're starting to wet the bed again. For the most part, they do okay during the day. For the most part, they do okay during the evening. But there's something about nighttime while they're in the bed. And here's the thing. We know that sometimes it's not just our children who might be 2 years old or 3 years old who sometimes experience these setbacks. Sometimes the child is 5 years old or 6 years old, 8 years old. How about a person who might be 13 years old or 23 years old and they wet the bed for whatever the reason? I thought it might be good, since this is something that plagues so many people. Well, I guess I shouldn't say so many people. It plagues enough people of enough age ranges that I thought it would be good for us to address this. So let's take a look at this bedwetting issue, see what can possibly be done about it, helping people overcome it. For one thing, it's important to know that bedwetting is often a normal part of growing up. Most children don't stay dry at night until about the age of 3. And oh, by the way, that said, most of this conversation will focus on children, younger children. But to the extent that you can apply any of the discussion to your situation, your age, etc., please do that. That's why we have these discussions, so that you can grab hold, you can grasp whatever information you can benefit from. Some of this may not apply to you in particular, but remember, there's a good chance that our children who are 3 years old and 6 years old will not be listening to this program, so you're listening for them. All right, so again, bedwetting is often a normal part of growing up. Most children don't stay dry at night until they're about 3 years old, and is usually not a concern for parents until around age 6. Now, are there ways that we can work towards dry nights as a family? The answer is yes. Remember, wetting the bed is not just stressful for the person, you know, for the parents who are probably going to be helping to change that bed, wonder what's going on with their child. Why is this happening? Is something wrong? As you can imagine, it's stressful for the child too, even if you don't pick up on the cues that the child is being stressed by this. Stressful for everyone. So that being said, keep in mind that a child who is wetting the bed when they should not be needs your support. So reassure your child. Your child isn't wetting the bed on purpose, and bedwetting isn't typically a sign of an emotional or physical problem. Explain that it's normal, it's very common, and let your child know he or she won't always wet the bed. Yes, give them some encouragement. And one of the things that is so important, again, let them know this is not going to be happening forever. You will overcome this. You will stop wetting the bed. We don't know exactly when, but you will stop. This will stop. This will go away. Encourage your child. Now, what else can you do in helping your child, supporting your child, encouraging your child? How about sharing your experience? One of the things that is known is that bedwetting often runs in families. So if you or your partner wet the bed as a child, talk with your child about that. It'll help your child see that people do outgrow bedwetting. And it may help them feel less alone, and it may help your child feel less embarrassment. We're talking about bedwetting and how to help your child overcome it. Remember now, there's no law that says we have to be perfect just because we're parents. There is no rule that says we have to hide our past imperfections from our children. Much better to let our children know, hey, you know what? I had this experience too. I was 5 years old when I suddenly started having this problem. If you took certain steps to overcome it, tell your child what those steps were. Those same steps might help your child. If you didn't take any certain steps, somehow, mysteriously, you just stopped. You just overcame the problem. Let your child know, I just overcame it. So we'll try to take some steps together, but know this, you will overcome this. Yeah, and I want to encourage you, especially if you are experiencing stress yourselves. That has nothing to do with the child's bedwetting. I know a lot of people are experiencing stress because of the economic situation that America finds itself in. I know that a lot of people are experiencing stress because of the racial tension that's deliberately being built up in America. And as I've shared with you before, when racial tension is being built up because of racism, life becomes more stressful for the victims and for the perpetrators of racism. There have been studies that have shown that despite the fact that racists enjoy being racist and doing what they do to make life miserable for their intended victims, life becomes more stressful for them too, for the perpetrators of racism. And this is the reason that I'm mentioning that. For a variety of reasons, stress is building in our nation and around the world. And sometimes adults don't respond in the best ways when they become stressed. And so sometimes when we respond badly, react badly, we react badly by taking our stress and our anger out on innocent people who cannot defend themselves. And very often, our young children become those people whom we lash out at. Maybe we don't feel comfortable lashing out at the people who are causing the problems. And so we lash out at someone we feel safe lashing out at, someone who we feel can't make us pay the price for doing what we do to them. So that said, I want to caution you, watch yourselves very closely. Don't let your home become a place of terror for your children. Sometimes our children will be wetting that bed and it's frustrating, it's aggravating. And sometimes we'll be angry about something else that's going on in our lives. The bed wetting just kind of pushes us over the edge. And sometimes parents can become abusive towards the children. I mean, that bed has been wet again, and they pull out that belt or whatever and really just start abusing the child. And they're talking about that wet bed when, although the wet bed is frustrating, there's probably something else going on in life that has the parent truly angry. So parents, be aware, these are very, very stressful times. Fortunately, we're able to laugh, we're able to smile, and to do so sincerely. But by the same token, stress is stress. And you just have to be monitoring that within yourselves and just make a commitment that you won't take any anger out on your children. You won't take anger out on your spouses. Yes, the harder mean-spirited people work to make life miserable, the more gracefully we need to work to make our homes places of refuge. All right, so again, what you're trying to do is make sure that you avoid making life more stressful for your children by stressing them out with abuse for wetting the bed. They're already stressed because of the bed wetting. They're probably stressed also because of whatever it is that is stressing you, something going on at the job, wherever. Even though they don't tell you, they recognize that you look worried, stressed, bothered. They often pick up on it. They're stressed because of that. Don't stress them out even more by abusing them because of the bed wetting. Let's look into this some more when we come back.